If you're walking or driving on Oak Street, sooner or later you'll get to the 8200 block and a quirky shop called Rabbit Ears. It belongs to Renee Alley, a longtime immigrant from the way cold north, Connecticut to be exact. With a degree in Italian and art and not a clue what to do with that, she came to New Orleans in 1984 because her sister, who was working here at the time, said it might be fun since there was going to be a World's Fair.
And I said, oh, a World's Fair, okay, I'll come see that, and maybe I can find a job doing something, and I just never left.
Renee had never before been exposed to a city like New Orleans, and spent her earliest time here taking photographs and soaking up the local culture.
I looked around a year or two later, and I had 1,000 friends, way more than I had ever had in Connecticut, and I just couldn't leave, and I never did.
There followed a long period working mostly in retail business, with the occasional diversion of owning an art gallery or working for a series of nonprofit organizations. About a year ago, Renee opened the store on Oak Street. She stuffed it with vintage home items and a selection of other folks' cast-off art. With Prospect 3 Plus on the horizon, she decided to mount a small but unusual show right there in the store, featuring the photography of four generations of her family.
I had been doing photography since I was 14. My father taught me how to do it, and he built a darkroom. And we were at my grandmother's house when I first learned about photography. And so I grabbed these glass plate negatives that I found in my grandmother's basement. And this one of the negatives was this gorgeous, beautiful photograph of my grandfather, who was the painter. And he's sort of lying in a field reading a magazine, and there's chickens all over him. And I always thought it was pretty intriguing, but I never printed it. I carried it with me, that glass plate negative, for 40 years, never printed it until last year. And once I did, I thought, this is an extraordinary photograph.
Blowing up the original 5x7 print off the glass negative gave Renee the chills.
I estimated it was from 1909. However, when I got it large enough, I saw what he was reading, and I looked it up, and it was a magazine very popular at the time. It's called Everybody's Magazine, and it was from 1910.
While there are several other photos in her small display representing family views from World War I or pastoral country scenes taken in places as varied as Wisconsin and Minnesota where they lived, the star of the show is a picture of her grandfather taken by her great-grandfather, John Curtis Thompson, who lived from 1863 to 1944.
As far as the chickens go, I think it was all staged. I think it was, he must have sprinkled some corn on my grandfather, but he looks so incredibly serene in the whole thing. Obviously, he's wearing his better clothes, because I have some pictures of him in some much less elegant outfits, but he has that sort of Buster Keaton thing going on, and I think it was all staged for some unknown reason. Maybe they were trying to make a special postcard, or I don't know.
Renee has written up a description of her family photographers and their bios, and she's always available to talk to visitors about this endearing, tiny exhibition. I encourage you to do that. She's a dear.
It was an extremely personal It was a journey, a very personal journey for me, but I wasn't really sure that anyone else would be interested, and as it turns out, they were. So that was really fun.
For more information about Renee Alley, her family's history, and their contributions to early photography, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.